Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Great to be with you. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but we need your help. We need to make it 1 million Americans at a time. And because this is a digital format, you can share this far and wide. And we don't put any restrictions on it. You can run it on your site. That's fine. Just don't alter the recording. We actually caught someone doing that. And I nicely asked them to stop, and they did. No lawsuits here. Anyway, join us every day here at this time. We're on Red State Talk Radio, Global Star Radio Network. We're on the Mike Adams Radio Network on Brighteon. And we are also on our flagship station, KYAH. We also can be found at the commonsenseshow.tv. We have a YouTube channel where we do introductory material, and we have to do it that way because of their extreme censorship. And we also occasionally write articles at thecommonsenseshow.com as well. Our podcasts are available at the bottom of thecommonsenseshow.com. Our last five podcasts appear, but you can find us very easily for all our archives. So that kind of gives you what our rundown is. I need to take care of some business here real quick. did you see what happened with commodity prices with food? Yeah, to the moon, Allison. They don't count food and gas and the CPI for inflation. So when they say it's 8.9%, no. The economists tell me it's in the 18s, approaching 19%. And some of these food consumer price increases were in the 20s. It's absolutely incredible. So you need storable food. And you can see all about it at preparewithdave.com, 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories. And they have a sale on. They haven't raised prices. I don't know how they're getting away with not raising prices, but they're not. And listen to me. If you don't get the storable food now, you're going to live to regret it later. You'll look at this as the good old days. Preparewithdave.com is where you need to go. Also, too, I feel I've got good asset protection. Jim Records has come out right now because of the digital currency, Executive Order 14067, and said this is going to destroy all freedom in America. They're going to use your digitized money against you to control your behavior. And Jim Records is saying, well, you need to get outside the system. This is what they do at Noble Gold. And if you have a nest egg to protect, which 60% of us do, according to the data, then you need to contact Noble Gold. And I would do it sooner rather than later. They're the easiest people to work with. I went from advertiser to customer. So how do you get a hold of them? 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Or you can go to goldbeforelate, that's goldbeforelate.com, and they'll send you material. Great group to work with, and I sleep better at night knowing that a lot of my assets are outside the system, so to speak. Well, Dave, what if they pass laws against precious metals? What laws would those be? The ones I won't obey. And now we also are talking about suffering in comfort. Listen, the Mike Lindell people approached me, and I love Mike Lindell. He risked his business, he risked everything to bring us the truth about voter fraud. And you say, well, I don't agree with him on everything. You don't have to. The man's a hero. He's a patriot to this country. He cares about you, and his products are second to none. We had a lot of his products when they contacted me, and they said, would you like to represent us? And I said, sure. So right now they gave us a screaming deal. Half off or 2-for-1, and some products are even 75% off. Go to mypillow.com/Hodges, mypillow.com/Hodges, and coupon code Hodges to get the deal. The deals, it's incredible. So if you're looking to buy nightgowns, slippers, bed sheets, comforters, pillow casings, it's all at a greatly reduced price for the highest quality in the sleeping industry. So mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. Well, we have a very, very special guest today. She's one of my favorite reporters. I learn from her, and I like to think of myself as fairly knowledgeable, but she does things on her newsletter. I'm going, holy crap, I got to find out more about this. And she's at the cutting edge of a lot of things. She's paid for it because she has been, and I say she, Sarah Westall, has been the victim of extreme censorship. And by the way, when we talk, we get interfered with. They don't want us communicating. It's all AI disconnecting us, blocking our words. We went through it yesterday. But she's here to talk to us about something very serious. I have been warning for some time about the takeover of the UN, of our military, our country. and the fact that Obama signed an agreement with the UN, an illegal treaty that was not passed to the Senate, that basically said that we can come in as the UN and take over a country with our militaries of member nations if we don't like something that's going on. It's called the Kigali Principles. Now, it's not the UN that we're going to talk about. It's NATO. But the concept is still the same. Loss of sovereignty. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. It's always a pleasure.
Well, you have sent me the, shall I say, the banner, the banner from hell, advertising that Norfolk Naval Base is now under NATO command.
Well, yeah, and we don't know. Well, let me tell you what really is under NATO command. And to me, this says that they're ready to fully take over Norfolk at any moment in time, and that they have all the stuff in place to do it. They have their own base internal to Norfolk. Let me tell you, this is a big deal. The fact checkers are coming out in droves saying we're not telling the truth, but that's BS, because let me tell you what I do have on this. 2 months prior to the 2020 election, on September 17th, and there's photos and there's some, you know, photo ops of this and stuff, the Royal Navy Rear Admiral and the U.S. Admiral cut the ribbon inaugurating the initial operational capability ceremony of NATO at the Norfolk NATO facility. Okay, at that time, NATO became known as the home to both the NATO Allied Command Transformation Act, it was an act that was signed, and the Joint Force Command Norfolk. Okay, and then by July 15, 2021, as confirmed by Defense News, you got to find it in Defense News and dig. It wasn't in our mass media at all. It was a complete blackout. The Allied Joint Force Command Norfolk held a ceremony to declare its NATO Norfolk base to be fully operational capability, at full readiness as the first operational NATO headquarters in North America. What does full readiness mean, Dave, to you?
Ready to go to war.
Yeah, the term fully operational at minimum means that the command staff is at full staff, right? The chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, Mark Milley, and we have photos and evidence, attended, and we even have what he said at this thing, attended to give his blessings to NATO in support of the international order, quote, and anticipation of the next war. Okay, 2 months later, 3 months, I don't know, it was in September 2021, the General Philippe Lavigny, I don't know, it's a French name, was nominated to head, well, he was nominated in May 2021, and then he formally took it over in September 21. So now it's being led by a French general. It initially was being led by an American general, but now it's led by the French. So it's at full capability. It's in Norfolk. Not only this, they have a big a display of all the flags. You know, U.S. flag is below the NATO flag at the same level as everybody else. It's a big area. It's on their map now. When you go in at the airport, they have a sign that says "Welcome to NATO's North American base, home of North America." Welcome to NATO's home of the North American base. They have. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. They have proof. We have photos all over the place showing that this is happening. They also, he formally, the general, this Felipe guy, formally led USS Truman, one of our big naval ships, in display of his, you know, leadership over our fleet. And so, to me, this says that at any moment in time, if the powers, the globalists, decide that Norfolk will now be under the command of NATO, it will happen overnight because they're militarily ready and fully operational to do that. That's what this means to me.
Well, it's a foothold for foreign troops that if we go into rebellion, they're going to subjugate us. And let me give you something to react to. Back in 2015, I was given a video by a high-level ex-military guy. And the video is authentic. It's Camp Grayling. You can clearly tell it's Camp Grayling. And there is a war game going on. American soldiers clearly marked by the American flag fighting people in a war game who are marked by a black triangle and a gold insignia that you can't make out. We know that the people in the black triangle group were Eastern Europeans. And this was sold as part of Jade Helm. But the problem is Jade Helm involved the Southern Eight United States. Had nothing to do with Michigan, where Camp Grayling is located. So this, to me, and I indicated this at the time when I got this material in 2015, I said, this is a planned UN intervention in America. 6 months later, Barack Obama initiated the Kigali Principles, which said the UN could call in troops if for civil disobedience, civil unrest, civil war, or a pandemic. Well, I think that this is what we're looking at. And I think this NATO base that you've identified very well, I think this is part of the scheme.
Well, yeah, and they've have at least last year, and they've been building since, they confirmed that there was hundreds of military from all over the world that were now housed here. And there's a lot more that's been coming since then. And if you're in that area, people are reporting that their license plates are showing that they're part of NATO. There's a lot of them there. We don't know. We don't have that. They're not open with how many people are actually there. It's the command structure, right?
I would say yes. Let's put it this way. I think it's an extension, a subservient extension of the command structure. That's what I would say.
Well, yeah, they have their command structure. They have, well, I don't know what they have, being honest. I told you the facts I told you, but the facts say that they're fully operational, ready to support the new international order, or they didn't say new, they said ready to support the international order is enough for me to say that they're ready. I mean, this is what they're talking about. So that base, our largest, most important base in for the United States, is fully operational, ready to support the international order.
I think that's a fair statement, based on what I already know. You know, this goes hand in hand with other things that have gone on, Sarah. Excuse me. Do you remember the old Agenda 21 inland ports in which communist Chinese were allowed to occupy?
Yep.
Places like Stockton, California.
Yep.
Yeah, I think this is all part of the same plot. To overwhelm us with foreign troops if we dare to stand up. And I'm going to have you react to this. In Jade Helm 16, they ran an ad for people to play guerrilla chieftains who were categorized as disaffected ex-American military. In other words, you're saying part of the American military is in rebellion, and you're practicing against suppressing that rebellion.
Well, I think they're putting the entire command structure of the world into this new world order. For example, when it comes to public health, they're trying to do this WHO treaty, and they try to do it sooner with doing those amendments that got shot down. When it comes to our country, they are now moving it officially to the National Defense, to the Defense Department, out of NHS. That has happened. I just read a report by Tom Callender, who is the attorney that is supporting, that is a lead prosecutor against the military for the vaccine. He's reporting on this. And then we have the currency, which you just reported on. I just interviewed you on this about the cryptocurrency, the presidential executive order on the cryptocurrency that is going to be, they're talking about a national one, but of course, the central bankers have been talking about it in their annual meetings at Jackson Hole, Wyoming. They've been talking about doing a worldwide digital currency that will replace, that will go around governments to determine budgets, and that the governments will no longer have control of their budgets and their currencies. They've been talking about this for at least 4 years in their annual meetings. So these three things, the military, the public health, and the currency are three big areas they really need to nail. And then, as you know, they're going after our freedom of speech, which I'm personally fighting like crazy, And they, you know, with our lawsuit, which, by the way, if anybody hasn't funded it yet, please, please help. We still need some more money. And you can go to my website, sarahwestell.com, and please, please give us some donation. We're getting closer. And then the other thing is getting rid of our guns, because our guns, the freedom of speech and our guns are what keeps us safe, or can allow, not safe, it allows us the tools to fight the other things that they're doing. Because without those two things, and that's why our lawsuit is important, to do, you know, the crow, you know, to do a crowbar to open that back up. Hopefully our Constitution still means something. And keeping our guns, we have to keep our guns. And so this is where we're at. This is very serious. It's becoming more clear to me what they're doing on a big picture, new world order level to create the power structure, the control structure, so that people have to follow. And what you're saying is one of their operational elements that they'll put in place if we stand up, is these people will be in place to hold us down. And they're doing it worldwide.
Wow. I agree. I'm going to give you something else to comment on, though. The Russians and Chinese are leading what they call a new world reserve currency. It's going to be gold-backed. I can tell you from my Latin American sources that most of Central and South America are on board with this. So they may not like what Putin has done in Ukraine, but they see gold as the way to go. The other side of the fence is NATO, the European nations, yep, Canada, yep, and they want the digital. I see this conflict in Ukraine as the meeting of digital versus gold-backed, and this is a war for whose economic system's going to prevail.
I do, too. I think this is the Great Reset, but I'm not sure, because for decades they were talking about having China be the international base of the New World Order, because they, and even Klaus Schwab talks about it being, their people have been trained to be obedient, and it's the perfect place to be able to, you know, do this. The question is, are they fighting back? Is there internal, because at the highest levels, these people all want power. They're all psychopaths. They're not all part of this cabal that worships Satan and Lucifer. They are, there's a big group of the financial people that are, but not all worldwide are. And so I think there is a fight at this big picture level to not allow this to happen from other countries. And just like the WHO amendments were shot down by the African countries, they stood up and said, hell no, we don't want this. And they were a big part of the fact that we shot those amendments down. So there's more going on. Not all humans are just going to lay back like and just allow them to do this. The question is, how much are they in this game for this to be taken over long term, and how much are they fighting? And we have people fighting here at the highest levels, too. I mean, not everyone is part of their cult and can't be bought off, and they know their children are more important than any blackmail that's on them. So while they might play a game up front to make sure their blackmail does, and to still be in the game, they're creating obstacles and a cog, you know, they're being a bad cog in the wheel in the machine every single time they can. So this is happening here too. So the question is, I think it's good against evil. And I think there's a lot of people who are good who are in the machine who are creating problems for them. And I think that the long-term plan was always to go towards the East. So we have to be careful and not be naive, because they're making the East look so great. But the question is, are they fighting back like some people think, or are they always just part of this plan? I don't know. I don't want to be naive, and I also don't want to not support those who are fighting. So I always walk very carefully and are always on guard as to what's really going on, and looking at actions nonstop to see. Because like I said, I want to support those who are fighting this, but I also don't want to support those who are helping usher it in. So it's important for us to be paying close attention to this, because like I said, they were planning on moving this to the East for decades. And so some of this looks really promising. And other parts of it look like, well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying. It's a question mark. And so We want to support the gold-backed currencies. We want to support the cryptocurrencies that are not controlled by the government. We want to support those things that help with freedom. But we also don't want to support, because they're here's the deal. They have the deep state in China and in Russia too. And so we're just hoping the good guys around the world can do enough of a front to take this down. And I know there are people in the system who are not out who are fighting it.
Yeah, but I see it becoming nationalized in terms of the fight, and even regionalized.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, the Bank of International Settlements is driving all this. They're the brainchild. They're getting the banks to buy into it, and then, of course, they force nation states into it as a result.
Yep.
Okay, and this is taking place in the so-called West, but it's not just the West. Any member of NATO is on board with this, plus other nations as well, including the U.K.
Well, the U.K. is almost the mastermind behind it.
There you go.
The Bank of England.
Exactly. And then you've got the Kanzik nations, including the U.K., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, that have totally been compromised. Now, here's the question. Which way will New Zealand and Australia and Canada go? Canada's allowing, as you know, foreign Chinese troops in British Columbia, in the upper regions on native land. Australia and New Zealand have capitulated greatly to China. I think they're going to be a Chinese ally. And I think Canada may leave NATO eventually and become part of the Chinese empire.
Well, and I think that this is the question, because long term, China was the plan was always to shift it to China. So the question is this what's really going on? Or is this going on and then Britain's being pushed out? You know, China's really just going to take over.
I think Britain's going to be forced to go NATO. The real squeeze, though, will come this winter. We'll know a lot more in November. What's Russia going to do with home heating oil for Western Europe? Right now, Germany gets 38% of its home heating oil from Russia. I wonder how much longer they can afford to support the war in Ukraine.
Well, but here's the deal. It's clearly shaping up to be NATO against China and their allies, right? And you're right, Canada is, and I've reported on this quite a bit with Kevin Annette, because he's really on top of this and what's going on. Also, the Vatican is supporting China. They're funding that military, and the economic takeover of North America is being funded by the Vatican. Okay, so the question is, it's clear that the theater is NATO against China, right? Now, we've known in past wars that they control both sides. So we can't get sucked into their theater game knowing that they control both sides. We have to understand that we have to throw cogs in their wheel and realize, just like with Democrats versus Republicans, they're controlling both sides. So we need to understand it's good against evil, and we need to fight at a higher level, just like they are.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. My analysis. And I don't know for sure, because I don't have all the facts. It's not like we have an open book of understanding what's really going on. But I do know that we have a globalist fight against, you know, we're fighting the globalists who are on both sides of this thing.
I couldn't agree with you more. I would also say that at the base level, you know, listen, you have to fight the enemy that's in front of you where it's at.
Yep.
But this is very much a spiritual warfare as well, too. I think Satan's controlling both sides, if you look at it biblically. But I think Satan is firmly rooted in digitized currency. So therefore, he'd more favor NATO because of the mark of the beast that will come out of this.
Possibly. Or the whole gold-backed currency, which is why I say we should be supporting any actions that seem to be going towards freedom, and the fact that there are factions all over the place doing this. So we need to support those, but then also be on guard of when those factions aren't supporting, because there's factions internally in this country where where they're supporting the cause of freedom. And so we need to support that. But yet there's factions here that are supporting the evil agenda worldwide. So, for example, I mean, a lot of what, you know, getting out of the Paris Climate Agreement, getting, becoming oil independent, those things are freedom-based things to do. That is the side of good. The side of bad is to follow the Green New Deal, which has nothing to do with helping our environment. That's just the BS. That's the propaganda behind it. They do some of it to make people believe that's what's going on. But that ushers in this beast system, as you say. So we have to look at all the different actions and know that one side isn't 100% bad. It's good and bad in both sides, and we have to support the freedom actions on both sides and defeat the beast actions, the non-freedom actions on both sides. That's where I'm at, because otherwise we won't be able to fight this globalist agenda properly. And we have to look at it differently. And they're trying to get us to look at it from a East versus West, you know, zero-sum game kind of thing, because that works to their benefit. And it's not true.
Well, if they didn't do that, then people might go to the conclusion I've drawn that this is spiritual, and then they got a whole new set of problems to deal with.
Well, yeah, they need to do that, because otherwise people will wake up and start fighting the true priorities that we should be fighting.
Yeah, you're exactly
because
right.
Because the media is completely controlled by these propaganda artists. The independent media is heavily infiltrated. And so you have to be careful. And even the good independent media people, we're all infiltrated at some point, because we don't know. You know, we don't have all the facts. And so the important thing is to follow the facts and where the actions take us, and always be on guard. That's where a conclusion I've come to, because this is too important for I care about my children, I care about the country, I care about other people's children, and it's too important to not operate in a smarter fashion. I've been saying this. I want to be on Team Smart, not Team Stupid, and they want to put us on Team Stupid. You know, I mean, I don't know how else to say it, because it's just a simple way. I don't want to be stupid. I want us to be smarter about this, and that means we got to think more strategically and not be so naive. Because every single time they nailed people in these wars, because if you look at, I had Alex Newman on, and he talked about every single war, World War One, World War Two, they increased the New World Order's footprint and globalization. He's really good at nailing down exactly what they did in each, you know, because I say, each major situation, they do a reset of the currency. But accompanying that is they create more of this New World Order. And they've done it. They did it with World War One, World War Two, the Vietnam War, the Korean War, and now where they're trying to do it again and make their last staple event. So we just can't let them snow us.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with you. I think that we're right on the money with our analysis here, and I think you've nailed it. I tell you what I'm wrestling with right now. There's an old saying that says there's not a physical solution to a spiritual problem. I wonder if we're not looking at this square in the face that way, and that we're looking for the wrong solutions. I do think, you know, I'll quote the Bible. If you walk with Jesus, this is in Matthew, he will never depart from you. Okay, so that's one aspect of it. But the other aspect is this. Can we find political solutions to this short of a civil war? What do you think?
I think that we have to keep waking people up and getting them focused on freedom activities versus non-freedom oriented activities, and the culture needs to change towards what Jesus taught, which is working together, and that's the spiritual part of it. and what freedom really means, right? Freedom is love. If you love someone, you set them free. You don't do what they're doing. And so, but we have to be able to have a perspective, a paradigm of that. And culture trumps everything. If we as a human species resonate together on freedom, which is love, and caring for others, freedom is that. It's the epitome of that. Then we will resonate towards that, and we will win, because culture beats everything. And you know that based on a psychologist. You know that you can't go into a place that has a specific culture and enforce them to do something if everyone just sees the world in that way. You have to do some pretty serious reprogramming, right? So basically what we need to do is reprogram people. I'm going to use their phrases, reprogram people towards freedom and love. And I know a love, when you say love, reprogram people to love, it sounds so corny. So it's better to say reprogram people to what freedom means and personal responsibility and working well with others and not be war-oriented. That is what the Bible teaches us to do. And that is what we need to do. And we need to create a culture that does that. Yeah, is that hard? Yeah. But waking people up and showing them that these actions are starving people. These actions are slaughtering, they're depopulating and slaughtering millions of babies. They're, you know, I mean, this is not a human agenda, because this isn't what we're taught. And a normal person knows this. They know that. If they can get past their brainwashing, they know that we're saying what we're saying is true.
Okay, so Harari, the right-hand man to Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, said recently that we don't need all these humans because they're not needed because of technology. He stopped short of saying we need to depopulate them. But of course, that's where they're going. That's why, see how you react to this. I'm of the belief this is why they're taking away the food processing plants, the fertilizer. I could go on and on and on, but they're going to starve most of humanity into submission.
Yeah, they're limited thinkers. Okay, here's the deal. They think that there's excess people. This is their way of talking. We have excess people once we automate all these functions. Instead of thinking, what can we do to beautify the human race and use our creativity to come up with solutions for a better place for all human beings, they just want to kill all these people. And that should be clearly an indication of the wrong mindset, the wrong paradigm of how to think about it. We have so many creative people on this planet. I don't have all the answers to what to do, but I sure the hell know that there's better answers than killing everybody. They want to also extend human life. That's great. Let's live better for as long as we naturally can. Some people say it's 120 years. I don't know what it is, but that's great. That's a great solution. If you can also say, let's just try to make it better for everybody, and let's use our human ingenuity, our creativeness, and come up with solutions. Instead, they just want to kill everybody because that's the easiest thing for them, and they can have all the power they want. That is the lazy man's view, and arrogant view, and stupid view of how to manage the human race.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Yes.
Zygmunt Brzezinski, the co-founder of the Trilateral Commission and chief advisor to Obama for many years, he said it used to be easier to control a million than kill a million. He said today, and he said this in 2011 before his death, it is now easier to kill a million than control a million. That's their mindset.
Yeah, if you loved your children, you deal with a lot of crap. You deal with crap, you can't control them, they're a pain in the ass. They eventually come back and they love you because they know you love them and that you did as much as you can for them. If you love the people of this world, they're not going to do what you want. They need to learn. They need to be able to fully function. And the abuse that they get as children is really what screws them up. And we can solve those problems because we give them love and nurturing when they're children instead of the abuse and the human trafficking they're getting. There are solutions, but we got to get this evil out of positions of power. That's what Jesus taught us.
Unfortunately, the only way they get, according to the Bible, to get rid of the abuse of power is the second coming.
Well, I think this is my view of religion. And as you know, I grew up in a religious household. My mom's a Eucharistic minister, and then I married into a religious family. My husband's father was a deacon in the Catholic Church and so forth. So I have been, you know, fully immersed in that world. But my view of what it means is the second coming, this is how I see it. I see it as a spiritual second coming, and it's a second coming that's in all of us. We encompass that second coming by our actions and our love for each other, our love for freedom, and our love for doing something that's bigger than us. That second coming is in us. Because even if there is a Jesus that comes back, he can't do any, or she can't do anything unless it's in all of us. We do that. We change the frequency. We change the resonance of how we operate. And that's how the world changes. So if the new leader comes, they will change the frequency in us and we change it. We still change it. They just help us get there maybe, but we change it through our new frequency of love and love of freedom, if you will, love of your children. How do you love your children? When they're not capable of being completely free, you don't give them the ability to do things that'll hurt them, but you eventually let them free, right? When they become adult, you let them free. You let them free enough so that they don't die, so they don't, you know, you feed them and things, but you let them make mistakes, you let them grow, you let them do all these things. And then they eventually become these well-rounded, beautiful adults who then give back to the community they're part of. That's how we have to raise these young ones. And we're not. We're putting them in these horrible systems. We're trafficking them. The abuse level of our society is so high that we're dealing with the effects of that. We can fix, and probably in a decade, we could fix the whole next generation or the majority of it, where it changes how they resonate by just fixing how these young ones are being treated. And we can do that now, but we need people to dedicate themselves to it. But instead, we're going the opposite way, and the Child Protective Services are one of the most evil organizations we have, period.
Yeah, well, they're satanically controlled.
Yeah,
they truly are. We had a situation where 500 kids in Arizona disappeared from CPS custody. And a guy named David McFarland, a state senator, he spoke out and he said, are they being trafficked? And the person, her name is Sue Brophy, she was the head of the committee for CPS. She said something to the effect that you better watch yourself. He claims she made a death threat. I don't know if that's true, but I'm just saying he claims it. But the thing is we still had 500 kids that have never been accounted for. Well, and I wrote about 77 kids in Oklahoma several years ago. Same thing. When they didn't show up for breakfast at their group home, didn't think of someone think of calling the police? I mean, this is ludicrous what's going on.
5,000 kids missing on a bus load, you know, 5,000 in
buses. Yeah, there you go. And it's the illegal immigration. Biden is actively facilitating child sex trafficking, actively, and so is Mayorkas.
Well, and if we better hope that if Jesus comes or our leader comes, that we aren't still doing this and supporting this, because we aren't going to do so well. That's why I'm saying we need to change, and the only way we're gonna resonate differently. It's all about us. It's always been about us.
Let's go back to the base for a second. I wanted to ask you a practical question here.
Yeah.
This is your opinion kind of question, because I know you probably don't know. I don't know that any of us could know. But this base, will it operate, do you think, as an independent entity from the U.S. government, and only link into the U.S. military as needed? How do you think it'll be organized?
Well, you know, it's how do we look at this fully operational capability and it's on full readiness. I think they'll take over that military base as their own, NATO will, and run it through their command structure. That, to me, is what I think this says. our base will now be NATO's base to command. That's just how I see it as strategically what they're talking about. Now, they won't run all of it. They probably will run the things they think that people, that they won't have problems. You know what I mean? They're analyzing that now. They're trying to figure out who can they rely on, who they can't rely on. So the areas that they can't rely on, they might just sideline them. But other than that, I think they'll just take it over.
In the Serbian conflict in the 90s, U.S. soldiers were told they had to don the apparel of the U.N. And a guy named Michael New made history by saying, I'm not doing that. I'm an American soldier. I don't work for the U.N. Do you anticipate we'll have a similar dilemma here?
We could. And if we have that dilemma, they're thinking about it. This is my opinion. I don't know, obviously. And they're trying to decide, do we run it openly as a NATO organization, or do we tell them that they're still a U.S. organization, but NATO is taking command, their generals are taking command through NATO, generals are telling the people what to do, and the people on the ground don't know, or, you know, it doesn't matter, because they're still doing what NATO wants. That could be it. They're trying to probably decide what is the best strategy to do it, and they're getting rid of people that will fight back, too. I mean, if you look at Ukraine, let's look at what they're really doing in Ukraine. They're using U.S. military. They're using our money. They're using our weapons. They're using our, not our military, our intelligence. And then we're using their soldiers to do it. Okay, well, who's, I mean, are they, is that us? Well, we don't care because we'd rather, I shouldn't say we, because this is not me. But we, as in the people who I'm supposed to be part of, which is, God, I don't want to be part of that, but I guess that's us, right? They don't care because they'd rather have their people die than ours, but they're commanding them anyways. Because if you're giving all the money, the weapons, and the intelligence and telling them what to do, well, it's essentially your military. It's a proxy war. So will they use our base as a proxy war for NATO because they can't get the soldiers to do it? Or will they just take over because they think that enough of them are brainwashed where they follow? I don't know. But at the end of the day, if they think they can get the strategy done and justify the means, which is what the satanic, you know, how they operate, they don't care. I'm just telling you flat out. I'm the messenger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just, you know? Yeah.
I think that's the reality of it.
Don't misinterpret my hesitation for saying I don't agree. I'm trying to process this because this is very disturbing and new information. It's the, like I said, it's the manifestation of what I found in Jade Helm 16, and it's now coming into fruition, and it's scary, and I don't know how far it's going to go. I don't know.
This is very real. It's very serious. This should be an issue on the ballot. Every single congressman and senator should have to address this in this upcoming election. But people aren't picking up on this. I don't know why. You know, we're trying to get this information out, but this should be extremely serious and on the forefront of people's minds.
Yeah, but you know and I know this will never see the light of day in the mainstream media.
No, it won't. It won't. It's already been totally blacked out. And in fact, as soon as I published it on Facebook, they deleted it right away and said it was fake news. Well, everything I read you is based on reports coming out of defense news and pictures and everything they've said. I mean, this isn't, I didn't make anything up. These were quotes that I was giving you. And dates and pictures. I mean, we have pictures and dates and quotes and everything and articles out of their own news. Did you know that not a single congressman and the White House was not involved in this as far as the ceremonies and so forth? So what happened? And so part of our urgent call to action is we're trying to figure out what happened here. I mean, what congressman knew and who didn't and what the heck? Because we don't have all the answers, but we want to know, was the Congress completely held in the dark or did they approve this? And I mean, why? What the heck? And what is actually behind the scenes? What are they approving? I mean, based on what's public, I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but who in our government actually okayed this? Why is this okay? You know, that's where we're trying to go, is trying to get to the bottom of this and trying to understand who, what, and where, and when.
I'll answer your question with a question. How many Chinese troops does Kevin Annette estimate are in Western Canada?
That's a very good question, and I don't know. I know that Trudeau gave them the right to protect their own assets. And so because their port, they're Vancouver, they control the Vancouver port, and they control other aspects of, you know, up there. And so they formed a official agreement that's public record that they can bring in their military to guard their own assets. So there's quite a bit of Chinese troops on the West Coast. I don't know if he even knows the number, but there's a lot of them.
Do you think it's 100,000, 200,000? Does he have a guess?
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask him, but I would guess it's fairly significant, but I don't think it's open, meaning that they're not being forthright on what's really going on.
Let me pose a similar question, but take it to America and the Southwest, and get your opinion on this. Fentanyl is produced in China. The cartel is distributing fentanyl, and 108,000 Americans died last year from it. We're on a pace to shatter that record. How do we not go to war with China for this act of war they're committing against America?
Well, they committed the virus. I don't know. I think that was a globalist joint effort, you know, the whole COVID nightmare. And now they're doing the fentanyl stuff. It's very much like the opium wars back in the turn of the century when we took down their emperor and put in, you know, the new power structure they have. So I think it's all part of the globalist agenda being used through China. How much of it the globalists are involved versus just the Chinese, I don't know. But yeah, this is an act of war, clearly. But, you know, the media is complicit. Why would the media be so complicit in this? That's a good question.
Well, because the media is controlled by six entities. They're all part of the New World Order.
That's what I mean. So that tells me that the New World Order is directing China to do this, and they're in bed together on this.
I would agree with that. They're certainly getting an injury. You know, here's who they're destroying in America, too. Most of the people who die from fentanyl poisoning are young American males of fighting age. Mm-hmm. So it's taking away our military reserve capacity.
Well, just like they did with the COVID shots, and now they're firing all these great people, and they're still enforcing it. The hell is that? You know, when we already know 100% it doesn't work, and it causes a lot of problems, they're still enforcing it, which to me is enough for. I mean, that's why they can't get more people into the military. Who wants to join the military with that as a backdrop? I mean, we don't care about you. We're going to force a shot that is killing a lot of people on you that doesn't work. And if you don't do what we say, you're going to be fired. Who wants to join an organization like that? You don't care about us at all. You guys deserted people in Afghanistan. You won't even fight to make sure your soldiers are brought out of a situation where you could have planned and made sure they were brought out. You don't care about us. So we don't want to be part of that organization. That's the message they're sending to anybody who has a brain. You know, anybody who, I wouldn't let my kids be part of that. I mean, I would let my kids defend America, but I wouldn't want to be part of that organization and how they're treating them.
Unless they're going to, well, the vaccine is one issue, certainly. But then you also get into the degradation of our military. Do you think the Chinese are doing woke, wear high-heeled shoes into combat, wear your red lipstick?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, yeah. It's just focused on things that are not relevant to being a good soldier.
No, it's not just relevant, Sarah. It's detrimental to the fighting cohesion of any unit.
That's what I mean. It's breaking it down. Now, I do think that showing more respect for people who are different and showing respect for women and showing all this respect and love for each other and bonding is super important, but they're not doing that. They're doing the opposite of that in the name of that. And but yeah, they're all compromised. People who will force these great soldiers who don't want to take a vaccine and then fire them and they lose their pension, you know, that they've built up for most of their adult life, these people, I mean, how can you trust them on anything? That's what I was getting back to. A good person would want everybody respected no matter what they were, because if we go into war, we need to bond with each other. And, you know, when the black and white soldiers didn't really at first bond with each other, they get in a war and suddenly they're freaking bonded. You'd be bonding with anybody who's saving your ass. And so that's why it's important to respect everybody that you're fighting with. The flip side of this is that's not what they're doing. And they know it. They have psychologists there. They know it. They know it. It's like, come on. And the brainwashed people, like I saw that professor from Berkeley arguing with Josh Hawley in the Senate about, and he was just asking very simple questions, and she was completely triggered. She looked like a complete moron arguing about, you know, about how he wasn't accepting transgender people. And I mean, you just want, these people are so far gone and so emotional that, I mean, have we really gotten this bad in this country? I don't think so. I think it's on purpose. Because I know that these military leaders have purposely been selected not based on their capability. Now, a lot of these colonels are pretty good. The next level down and then below them are good. They just get, it's a glass ceiling. A glass ceiling for good people, because they're going to promote the weasels and the ass kissers and the political people who will do their bidding and who can be compromised and blackmailed. Those are the people that are in positions of leadership right now, which is a sad day for the United States. But the level below and below that are pretty good. And so we that's why we have some chances here, because we do have a base of pretty decent people.
It's amazing how we got to this place. It really is. I'm just shocked. And to hear you talk about it from a different perspective than the one I take, we still end up in the same place, the subjugation of the United States and its citizens. It was suggested to me, I think it was John Dislin that told me this, that he firmly believes that the upper echelons of the ruling party have formed a covenant with those that wish to take over, the globalists. Do you think that's possible? Could that actually work? Could you actually carry that out?
I've asked people that. I asked Kevin Annett that. He's a good one to ask about that, too. I think that they probably tried it, and I think they have it, and I think they've blackmailed people to have it. But I think that the narcissism and the power and greed that some of these people have will transcend that, and they'll fight with each other. And not everyone up there are Satanists. The Satanists who are doing this and true believers, they're going to go all the way. That's different. And so, you know, a person who just wants, they don't want to lose their power base because they're not going to fall in line. Those, in a weird way, they're our allies because they don't want to be subjugated, because right. They want all the power and money. And they, if they figure out that they're going to be subjugated like everybody else, they're going to fight it because they're too greedy and narcissistic.
Oh, boy.
So I think it's a yes and a yes and then a no because of the human nature.
Yeah. Well, I also think, too, the biggest obstacle that the globalists are going to have, I think more than the American people, it's going to be the infighting they do with each other. These people are evil,
yeah.
And they're so
That's
evil,
what I mean.
They'll turn on each other.
Yeah, they have no allegiance to each other. They're all narcissists. The only way they have allegiance to each other is through blackmail, and the Satanists have allegiance to each other because they believe in the same religion, and that's a weirdo group that operates differently. But the narcissists are going to turn on each other really quickly because they don't want to lose their power or their money, or and they want to have what the other guy has.
I could not agree with you more. The infighting will be incredible. Sarah, we'll just have to wait and see how this is going to end.
That's true.
Tell people how they can follow your good work, and then I got a question for you.
SarahWestall.com. Go to SarahWestall.com. Sign up for my newsletter. Please support the lawsuit if you have not yet. We're still raising money, and it's you can go to my website. There's a yellow bar, and just click on that. Otherwise, you can go directly to it. GiveSendGo/defendingfreespeech. And all the court documents are up there. We have our hearing now October 17th, and people are getting really excited about it. And It's such a great case, and we're leading the country. We're ahead of everyone. So, and the politics are changing. So we'll see where this leads us.
There are three doctors, I think two of them are associated with the frontline doctors, that are suing Fauci, Biden, the CDC, Birx for the damage they did. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
That's great. I just think the lawsuit should come in. It should be a frickin' avalanche.
Yeah, I agree. We need to overwhelm the system. I totally agree with you. Well, Sarah, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for joining us here on the Common Sense Show and to everybody else. Share Sarah's work, visit her site, support the lawsuit. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Dave.
Take care.